Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Your cattle, your legacy, your biomass. Biomass is designed to feed the GI tract of your livestock. Stable gut health is critical for raising profitable cattle. It's even more important during calving season when newborn calves experience many stresses. Biomass maximizes herd performance and profitability, along with giving your new calves a leg up in life. Call me, Reese Williams, the Oklahoma All-Tech Rep, at 575-218-1061 to find out how you can get your biomass. And remember, it's your cattle, your legacy, your biomass.
The cattle futures market was strong today. We had feeder cattle $1.20 to $1.50 higher. March feeders, which are the front month, at $129.27. They expire in about 2 weeks, so the convergence is there. It's actually above the cash market at this point. Feeder cattle index yesterday was $127.42, and we're about $2 above that on the March feeders, so that's a little bit of a change of pace there. Live cattle were higher as well, $1.05 to $1.32 higher. The Aprils were $117.65, up $1.32. If you look at some cash trade today near the 129 mark, we're at a $11 or $12 premium over the futures, which is pretty wild. But the futures market has been coming up along with the cash market. Both box beef at midday, choice up $1.11 at $221.25. Select was down 67 at $213.22. $8.03 choice select spread. That spread's been widening out on this rally. Looks like the beef market as a whole still has some really good demand here, with the box beef still inching higher. It's over $30 off the lows from the middle part of January. But again, overall, the market here is quite strong for the cattle futures.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Corn futures up a penny to a penny and a half. Wheat was 4 to 5 higher in both Kansas City and Chicago. The beans were lower today. They're the only contract lower. They were down about 2 cents. And then the cotton futures, December 17, up 28 at 75.31. Not a lot of news dealing with the grains today. There was a February NOPA, which is the National Oilseed Producers Association, soybean crush report this morning at 11. It was a little disappointing. It was 143 million bushels, and that was why we held beans down. They're expecting 146.1 million bushels, so about 3 million less than expected. Also 3 million less than last year, so a little bit disappointing there on bean demand. The next big grain activity will be at the end of the month. It'll be the prospective plantings and quarterly stocks report. That'll be at the end of this month, so that's the next big thing. And then, of course, this time of year we start to watch the longer-term, month-long forecast and what's going to happen with planting for corn, beans, and cotton. So across the board there, the weather will start to be a major player here. And then late this afternoon, we had a quarter 25 basis point raise in interest rates out of the Federal Reserve. That currently has the Dow up 114 and bonds up about 115. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.